Proclamation number 5115, dated the April 26, 1951. Battle of Faith. Fulfillment of promises. You will also have to assert yourselves in the world which will oppose and persecute you. That will be the start of the time of battle I announced to you, and which will launch the final phase before the end. You will not receive any worldly help either, for those who want to help are too weak, but those who are stronger are against you. Nevertheless, you will have protection you can indeed rely upon, because I myself will be with you and will give you strength to prevail in the most difficult battle. Anyone who merely calls upon me will experience my presence, for I will not leave my own, although I will allow people to confront each other in battle. This final battle of faith must be visible, because the spirits shall be separated, because a separation must take place between my followers and the adversary's followers, and even the last people must make a decision, who so far had shied away from an open avowal due to weakness of faith or fear. They shall take heart in view of the strong faith displayed by my own, unless they completely fall away for the sake of worldly advantages which my own must relinquish for the sake of their faith. This decision will only concern the inner life of the individual, yet is insofar significant because this decision will also affect earthly life and, therefore, many people will fail. For anyone who still values the world too highly, anyone who loves his life on earth, who still pays too much attention to his physical comfort, will hardly be able to prevail, because everybody will have to give up everything if they do not want to relinquish their faith in me and my act of salvation. Many will fall away from faith because they will have to profess me publicly. But anyone who knows the truth, anyone with advanced knowledge, anyone whose life of love also provided him with my strength, will remain faithful to me until the end. He will freely and courageously profess me, he will speak on my behalf, and even still be able to convince those who are weak in faith and yet of good will. And despite the greatest hardship imposed upon him by the enemies, he will not feel the adversity so much, because I will stand by him and provide him with everything he needs for body and soul. The enemies will not be able to harm anyone who puts his complete trust in me, for what they take away from him I will return to him in a different form, yet always in a way that he will live for as long as I still need him on this earth. And my small flock shall testify to the kingdom of God and his power until the end, and my promises shall come true, so that a strong faith will be able to achieve everything, and that my own will receive what they appeal for in this faith. It will be a grueling battle, but my own will survive it, for they have a commander-in-chief by their side who will defeat every enemy, and anyone who belongs to his camp will be victorious and need no longer fear any opponent once the end has come, the day of judgment, which will separate the righteous from the unrighteous, the good from the bad, my own from the followers of Satan, the day when everyone's reward will be in accordance with his works. Amen.